Welcome. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This is Karen Edwards for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Modern Maturity. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from various sources. Let's start with a look at AARP, the Bulletin. Up front, the A-List, Seven Lessons from Marcia Gay Harden. One, I love your work. I love to work, and I effing love So Help Me Todd. I get to play the smart mom and do screwball comedy and drama with heart and film half indoors and half out and work with co-star Skylar Astin, who is also a theater actor like me. We've been told we really have great chemistry. Two, seize the moment. I auditioned as a lead in Miller's Crossing in 1988 and got really lucky. The Coen brothers are just such stellar writers and directors and people, and have a history of casting female unknowns like Holly Hunter, Frances McDormand, and me. They put us on the map. Three, be open to the new. Don't stop growing. It's not like you hit a certain age and go backwards. I just feel like more and more opens up if you allow it to. Number four, stay grounded and ask questions. Along with work, reading and pottery ground me, and my kids are always at the forefront of my mind. I love historical fiction, like All the Light We Cannot See, and books about anthropology. Early on, I decided that I can't be embarrassed by what I don't know. If I simply don't know, I ask questions. Five, skip the drama. When you get to 64, you've suffered tragedies, friends or family members who have been sick or died, and you realize the preciousness of every day. I think I've grown wiser, leaving the personal drama behind. The energy of flying off the handle over such small stuff was just wasted. Six, let kids be themselves. You can't control your children. If you could mold a child in your image, every parent would. But who wants a child in their own image? You want them to be who they are, and you have to let them fail. That was a huge lesson of my 40s and 50s. Now I have three kids who are enormously independent. Seven, love. Take it or leave it. I'm on my own. I'm in love with my friends. I'm in love with my life. I'm in love with my work, and I'm not feeling a hole. That said, if the right person came along, that would be great. So this article was as told to Catherine Brodsky. Marcia Gay Harden, 64, stars in CBS's So Help Me Todd, and recently appeared with Al Pacino in the film Knox Goes Away. Now we're moving on to AARP, the Bulletin, and the past issue there, How to Keep Your Money Safe, Fraud 2024. So we have another article today from that source. The latest scourge, electronic criminals, their new weapon. AI technology is letting a new breed of scammers impersonate celebs, law enforcement, or even you. And this piece is by Christiana Ionzito. When a finance worker in Hong Kong was called in to a live video conference by the chief financial officer of his multinational company in February, everything seemed normal. The CFO and other executives acted and sounded as they always did, even if the reason for his being dragged in was unusual. He was instructed to wire $25.6 million to several bank accounts. He, of course, did as the boss asked. Amazingly, the CFO image and voice were computer-generated, as were those of the other executives who appeared on the call, and the accounts belonged to the scammers. The worker was the victim of a stunningly elaborate artificial intelligence scam, according to local media reports. The millions remain lost. Welcome to the dark side of AI technology, in which the voices and faces of people you know can be impeccably faked as part of an effort to steal your money or identity. Scientists have been programming computers to think and predict for decades, but only in recent years has the technology gotten to the level at which a computer can effectively mimic human voices, movement, and writing style, and more challenging, predict what a person might say or do next. The public release in the past 2 years of tools such as OpenAI's ChatGPT and DALL-E, Google's Gemini, formerly Bard, Microsoft's Copilot, and other readily available generative AI programs brought some of these capabilities to the masses. AI tools can be legitimately useful for many reasons, but they also can be easily weaponized by criminals to create realistic yet bogus voices, websites, videos, and other content to perpetrate fraud. Many fear the worst is yet to come. We're entering an industrial revolution for fraud criminals, said Kathy Stokes, AARP's Director of Fraud Prevention Programs. AI opens endless possibilities and, unfortunately, endless victims and losses. Criminals are already taking advantage of some of those endless possibilities. Celebrity scams. A deep fake, that is, a computer-generated fake version of a personal video circulated showing Chef Gordon Ramsay apparently endorsing hex-clad cookware. He wasn't. Later, a similar deep fake featured Taylor Swift touting Le Creuset. The likenesses of Oprah Winfrey, Kelly Clarkson, and other celebs have been replicated via AI to sell weight loss supplements. Fake romance. A Chicago man lost almost $60,000 in a cryptocurrency investment pitched to him by a romance scammer who communicated through what authorities believe was a deep fake video. Sextortion. The FBI warns that criminals take photos and videos from children's and adults' social media feeds and create explicit deep fakes with their images to extort money or sexual favors. Ilal Benesti, CEO and founder of cybersecurity firm Iron Scales, says AI can shortcut the process of running virtually any scam. The superpower of generative AI is that you can actually give it a goal. For example, tell it, go find me 10 different phishing email ideas on how I can lure person X. Governments are scrambling to keep up with the fast-evolving technology. The White House in late 2023 issued an executive order calling for increasing federal oversight of AI systems. It's a technology, it noted, that holds extraordinary potential for both promise and peril. That led to the establishment of the U.S. AI Safety Institute within U.S. Department of Commerce to mitigate the risks that come with the development of this generation-defining technology, as Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo put it. As it turns out, AI may be our best tool for countering the malicious use of AI. Benicity's company develops AI software that detects and prevents large-scale phishing attempts and ransomware attacks. AI also is a key tool for detecting suspicious transactions at your bank. For example, flagging unusual charges on your credit card and blocking scam calls and texts. The problem, says Craig Costigan, CEO of NICE Actimize, a software company that develops technology to detect and prevent financial fraud, is that most of these scams and frauds are done by folks using the exact same tools as we use, but they don't have to abide by the rules. AI technology is also used to tackle robocalls, says Clayton Leah Bratton, Truecaller's senior strategic advisor. If we see phone numbers generating hundreds of thousands of calls in a few short minutes, our models identify these patterns as suspicious. That gives us a very early indication that a bad actor is likely behind those calls. Banks use predictive AI as well. Costigan's company, NICE Actimize, creates AI-based software that financial institutions use to sift through vast amounts of data to detect anomalies in individuals' patterns. He explains, it could be that someone is withdrawing $50,000, which is an unusual amount. It could be the location of the IP address. Why is the transaction happening in London? What's possibly more alarming is voice cloning in an industry that for so long has used verbal confirmation to authorize transactions. Costigan says fraudsters can call up and say, hi, move this money for me, and that voice sounds exactly like you. That's a problem today. Banks are considering going beyond voice confirmation, so you may get a single follow-up question like, what's your favorite color? Costigan says. They may now even require something additional that validates that you are you. Consumers have a role in protecting themselves by understanding that they cannot 100% trust communication, especially unsolicited. Fraud fighters need to be ready to adjust their strategies, as scammers are very astute technologists and accomplished psychologists with evolving techniques. It's a cat and mouse game. We just have to stay ahead of them. Now let's look at some good news on that front. Busted. Scam artists were on the attack in 2023, but so was law enforcement. Here are some of the most significant prosecutions and fraud takedowns of the year. Trickbot scammers behind bars. In January, a 40-year-old Russian man was sentenced to more than 5 years in prison for his role in the so-called Trickbot cyber attack gang, a group of criminals who deployed ransomware that infected millions of computers in the U.S. and elsewhere, allowing the gang to pilfer bank passwords and other financial information. They used the information to steal tens of millions of dollars from unsuspecting individuals and businesses and to disable the computer systems of schools, hospitals, and other organizations. Vladimir Duneyev was the second of 9 gang members charged to plead guilty. The Trickbot scammers shut down their servers in 2022. King of crypto faces decades in prison. In November, a New York jury found FTX cryptocurrency exchange founder Sam Bankman-Fried, 31, guilty of 7 counts of felony fraud and conspiracy. The former billionaire faces a maximum of 110 years in prison. Bankman-Fried was charged in 2022 after the bankruptcy of FTX, which had been one of the largest cryptocurrency exchanges in the world. At the time of the bankruptcy, $8 billion in FTX customer money was missing. Bankman-Fried was found guilty of stealing billions from the company and using customer money to buy property and make political donations and to repay lenders to a second crypto trading firm he ran. A raid on a digital criminals bank. More and more often, criminals turn to the internet and cryptocurrencies to launder their profits. In March 2023, the FBI shut down CryptMixer, a cryptocurrency mixer that officials say laundered more than $3 billion since 2017, much of it generated through fraud schemes. The site, which federal prosecutors say was run from Hanoi, Vietnam, by Minh Hoc Nguyen, 49, blended criminal proceeds with multiple cryptocurrencies, diluting the depositors' funds until they were exceedingly difficult for investors to trace. CryptMixer has been shut down, but the leader, who faces felony charges and is on the FBI Cyber's Most Wanted list, remains a fugitive. Bogus crypto exchange charged billions in fines and CEO pleads guilty. In another high-profile cryptocurrency case, Binance and its CEO, Changpeng Zhao, 46, better known as CZ, pleaded guilty last November to violating the Bank Security Act. Federal prosecutors charged him and his company with skirting U.S. banking regulations to attract fraudulent business. Authorities say the company facilitated billions of dollars in unregulated cryptocurrency transactions, providing criminals across the world a way to move stolen money and other proceeds into the banking system. Binance agreed to pay $4.3 billion in fines and restitution. Zio faces as much as 10 years in prison. And finally, affinity scammers shut down. So-called affinity scammers use common cultural attributes, such as language or religion, to scam members of their community. A California man was sentenced to more than 5 years in federal prison in March 2023 for his part in a scam that stole $15 million from more than 30,000 Spanish speakers in the United States. Officials say Luis Brendan, 60, and others operating out of call centers in Peru called Spanish-speaking people and threatened them with arrest if they did not pay bogus settlement fees. The crooks claimed they were required for immigrants. The author of this piece, Joe Eden, writes about health care and Medicare fraud for AARP. He was an investigative reporter for the Center for Public Integrity. Now, from the most recent AARP, the bulletin, or at least when I recorded this, freeze-dried. Curious whether the powdered milk on your shelf has changed over time? Don't be. A study published in the Journal of Dairy Science found that powdered milk recently recovered from Ernest Shackleton's ill-fated Antarctic expedition of 1907 to 1909 is nearly identical to today's powdered milk. A blood test can detect colon cancer. This is all under the heading of In the News. About 4 in 10 adults ages 45 to 75 who should be screened for colorectal cancer skip it, in part because many can't bear the thought of a colonoscopy. But soon, a simple blood test could become an accepted form of colorectal cancer screening, and some researchers expect that would raise the number of people who get tested. A study published in the New England Journal of Medicine in March found that a blood test developed by Guardant Health detected colorectal cancer in 83% of people who had the disease. That is similar to rates of detection from routine stool-based colorectal cancer screening tests, says study co-author William M. Grady, M.D., a gastroenterologist at the Fred Hutchinson Cancer Center. The blood test detects certain cancer signals in DNA that's shed from a cancerous tumor. Grady says if tumor material is found in the blood, then a colonoscopy would determine whether cancer is present. The American Cancer Society says 152,810 new cases of the cancer and 53,010 deaths will happen in 2024. Home sellers get a break on costs. The cost of selling a home could come down substantially starting as early as July. As part of an agreement announced in March that ended a nationwide class action suit, the National Association of Realtors, NAR, the country's largest trade group of real estate agents, agreed to stop requiring a seller's agent to offer compensation to buyer's agents as a condition of including a home on industry databases where homes are listed for sale. The charges are expected to trim the commissions of 5 or 6%, half paid to the seller's broker and half to the buyers, that American home sellers have traditionally been paying. This settlement will bring sweeping reforms that will help countless American families, said Benjamin Brown, managing partner of a key law firm behind the suit. Next, VA expands care to vets exposed to toxins. Veterans exposed to hazardous materials while training or on active duty can get faster access to expanded health care benefits, the Department of Veterans Affairs recently announced. The action speeds up phased-in benefits created under a 2022 law aimed at dealing with health problems from exposures. If you're a veteran who may have been exposed to toxins or hazards while serving our country, we want you to come to us for the health care you deserve, VA Secretary Dennis McDonough said in a statement. More than 500,000 veterans have enrolled in VA health care since the law was passed in August of 2022. The new move means any veteran who participated in what the VA terms a toxic exposure risk activity is eligible for VA health care directly without first applying for VA benefits. That includes veterans exposed to burn pits, sand and dust, pesticides and herbicides, and hazards on bases including asbestos and more. More information about the Act and eligibility can be found at va.gov/PACT. And for our last article on this page, Social Security send too much? Ooh, don't panic. Program relaxes overpayment clawbacks. The Social Security Administration, SSA, will relax efforts to recover billions of dollars in overpayments to older Americans and people with disabilities, saying those efforts created unfair hardships. SSA Commissioner Martin O'Malley told a Senate panel that the practice of going after benefits wrongly paid to people, often through no fault of their own, amounted to clawback cruelty and should be reformed. Innocent people can be badly hurt, O'Malley said during his testimony in March. O'Malley announced that starting March 25th, the SSA will no longer cut off monthly payments to beneficiaries who fail to respond to an overpayment notice. Instead, the agency will continue paying benefits but withhold 10% to put toward repayment. We are pleased to see Commissioner O'Malley really taking on these customer service challenges, said Bill Sweeney, AARP's Senior Vice President for Government Affairs. It's critical that Social Security works closely with families who are being impacted by overpayments, especially in cases when it was the agency's fault to begin with. The SSA collected $4.9 billion in benefit overpayments in the 2023 fiscal year, but some $23 billion is still outstanding, according to a report by the agency's Office of the Inspector General from last November. O'Malley has identified overpayment procedures as one of three customer service issues he aims to address this year, along with record waits for decisions on disability benefit applications and lengthy hold times on calls to Social Security's National Helpline. The SSA reported to the Federal Office of Management and Budget that it overpaid beneficiaries by an estimated $11.1 billion in the last fiscal year. Now let's look at what we know about medical marijuana. Medical cannabis is legal in 38 states, and gummy consumption is exploding. But is it safe and effective? Sometimes yes, sometimes no. This is by Sari Harar. Carmenetta Verner didn't smoke pot in the 1960s. But when medical marijuana was legalized in Maryland in 2014, the 89-year-old retired accountant learned everything she could about cannabis. Today, Verner makes her own cannabis-infused products to ease pain and insomnia caused by a rare connective tissue disease. Among her favorites, edibles, including gummies. They're a hot topic at the Cannabis Club Verner started at the Leisure World Retirement Community in Silver Spring, Maryland. Gummies are very popular because of ease of use, she said. But, emphasizes Verner, the grandmother of four, they can be dangerous for older adults. Cannabis sales are soaring, topping $27 billion in 2022. Medical marijuana is now allowed in 38 states and three U.S. territories, while adult recreational use is legal in 24 states, up from 33 and 11 respectively in 2019. And as America's preferred form of medical marijuana intake shifts from pot smoking to munching the colorful little gummies, older adults lead the way. 16 million Americans, 50-plus, tried cannabis in 2022, up from 12.8 million in 2021. Amid this interest from older adults, it's no wonder gummies reached a milestone last year when the percentage of people buying chewables surpassed the number of purchasing smokable marijuana, 49% to 47%. But how safe are edibles? The jury, in this case, physicians and marijuana researchers, remain undecided. 28 years after California became the first state in America to legalize medical marijuana, and 5 years after the Bulletin's comprehensive look at cannabis, special report Marijuana and Your Health, from September 2019, there are still plenty of unknowns about the health benefits and risks of all forms of medical cannabis. The evidence indicates cannabis helps with chronic pain and some sleep and anxiety problems. They appear to be the most effective in treating neuropathic nerve and other types of chronic pain more prevalent in older patients. Patients also say that it's like the volume has been turned down, so the pain is less perceptible. However, cannabis doesn't help much with short-term pain, such as a headache, sprained ankle, or recovery after surgery. And it is not a proven treatment for glaucoma or high blood pressure. In a study published this year, in fact, regular use was linked with a 25% higher risk of heart attack and a 42% higher risk of stroke. More Americans, young and old, mainly prefer gummies and other edibles for their ease of use and averred health benefits. Infused edibles, including gummies, are generally more discreet to consume. And consumers generally are more leery of smoking any product, cannabis included, as users shy away from inhaled products that could affect the lungs. But edibles pose a unique risk. It's easy to overdo them. They look like candy. If somebody is like, oh, this tastes good, I'm going to eat a couple, you could have too much. It takes 2 to 3 hours to feel the full effects. That can have unintended consequences. A 2023 study found that emergency room visits for cannabis-related problems increased 1,808% among people 65 and older from 2005 to 2019 in California. Well, folks, we have run out of time for today's episode of Modern Maturity. Be sure and listen at the same time next week. I hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Karen Edwards, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Modern Maturity is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. And thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.